I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last year, young Iranians swept the world with the story of post-election unrest using the internet. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is responding to that techno trend. David Harder says Sat7 Pars just launched a new website and revealed a global church. But keep praying.
The government has a very tight control over the internet, and we do believe in some places that it's possible that it may be being blocked, and it may be just part of many other websites that are being blocked, and many people we know can still get it. So it's somewhat sporadic, and we're trying to figure out what the situation is.
Meanwhile, the Japanese yen is growing stronger with an exchange rate of over 85 yen to one U.S. dollar. The impact on missions? Missionaries are struggling more and more to raise the support they need as Japan's economy limps along and healthcare costs soar. However, Asian Access isn't abandoning their work there. Instead, they're looking to partner with other ministries in Japan to maximize kingdom impact. In this difficult time, Asian Access needs your prayers and support. And after maintaining an odd mixture of Christian beliefs and witchcraft practices, the Amazioni of Southern Africa are confused. Missionaries have tried to reach out to them over the years, but Team's Ross McCordick says they wouldn't budge. Their beliefs were brought by missionaries from Zion, Illinois, over a century ago. The Amazioni seem only to listen to people commissioned by the church in Zion, so the church is sending missionaries to teach truth.
This is an incredible opportunity for Western missionaries who can be approved by the church in Zion sent out to bring the gospel to these people.
The Amazioni story is complicated. You can go to our website to learn more about them and how you can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.